It's not often we provide sort of daily updates of what's going on in Senate estimates hearings, but this is a special week. It's been pretty heated this week. I mentioned yesterday you could probably sell tickets for it this week. Yesterday, you would have heard the Labor Senator Stephen Conroy caused quite a stir. He appeared to accuse the head of Operation Sovereign Borders, Angus Campbell, of being involved in a political cover-up. Today, the focus has been partly on that, but has moved to the Federal Assistant Health Minister, who was grilled over her former Chief of Staff's links to a lobbying firm in questions about, including, I should say, questions about her own position.
Did you offer your resignation to Prime Minister Abbott?
Senator Faulkner, you are impugning that there has been wrongdoing. There has not been wrongdoing in the role of my Chief of Staff in my office.
Did you offer your resignation to Prime Minister Abbott?
I'm not going to comment on discussions I've had with the Prime Minister or the PMO, Senator.
Are you seriously saying to this committee you won't say whether you, if you didn't offer your resignation, just say it?
I'm not going to comment on discussions I've had with the Prime Minister or the PMO.
Do we know how to interpret it? Paul Osborne might, senior political writer with Australian Associated Press, who's been keeping a watchful eye over this. Paul, how do you interpret it?
Well, thanks for having me. I find it hard to believe that there haven't actually been any discussions between at least the most senior officials in Abbott's office, such as his Chief of Staff and the Minister, over these past few days, particularly when the furor's really reached a peak.
Yes, it seems to have reached a peak. How exactly, where are we at now? We've got Fiona Nash saying that she knew that her former Chief of Staff had these shareholdings before she hired him, before he commenced his job. She then said in Parliament that there was no conflict of interest. He then later resigned, it seems on the basis that it was at least a very bad look. And now she's arguing she didn't mislead Parliament. So how is she making that argument exactly?
Well, she told the Senate Estimates Committee today that he had resigned because the issue was creating media interest and was causing a distraction for the government, and he made the decision off his own bat to offer his resignation. Now, that seems quite an incredible story, given that there's no doubt that the government staffing committee, which is the key body that basically signs off on senior staffing, wouldn't have had some role in discussing what was going to happen with his position.
And this whole question of whether or not Tony Abbott asked for a resignation or she spoke to him about that and exactly what conversation has taken place there, how much do you think that ultimately matters?
It matters politically because Labor is really trying to escalate this beyond just the Chief of Staff, beyond Senator Nash, to the Prime Minister's office. And if they can make this link that the Prime Minister's office knew something about this lobbyist being hired, that they actually signed off on him knowing that he had these conflicts of interest, then Labor can point the finger at the Prime Minister's office.
But Tony Abbott's response so far has been to say that Fiona Nash did absolutely nothing wrong the whole way through. And every decision she's made has been completely justified. So clearly he's
absolutely
not going to back down on this. Right.
Yeah,
so
in question time today, he was hammered on this issue and he was very firm, just saying this is a storm in a teacup. It's not even a zephyr in a thimble. It's nothing. Nothing at all. And he also said that he hadn't had any conversation with the minister about her resignation.
Well, we'll see what the public makes of it. The other issue that was discussed was Senator Conroy's, do we call it an attack on Angus Campbell yesterday? I suppose it's a bit about who you believe on that, because his explanation is he was attacking the Abbott government, not Angus Campbell himself. But it was raised today. This isn't going away, is it?
No, not at all. I think Labor's clearly frustrated at the secrecy of Operation Sovereign Borders, and that's really what was behind Senator Conroy having a crack at General Campbell. But, Senator Conroy withdrew his remark, and some of his Labor colleagues are saying he does regret what he said. But the essence behind it is that the sheer frustration about the secrecy and the seeming deception, the lack of information, particularly regarding what happened at Manus Island.
Yes, indeed. Well, we'll see how much is made of it. Of course, you can withdraw a statement, but in the knowledge that it's already made the news headlines. Seems to be the way indeed. These things work. Thanks, Paul. It's a big week in Senate estimates. I appreciate your time.
Sure has.
Senior political writer for the Australian Associated Press. We'll lead Ali with you for RN Drive. Thank you very much for listening and for all of your texts, particularly on support for farmers.